under such circumstances that husbands will not even know there's nothing wrong with that. She's evil. And she's extra, extra careful. So, and she makes bdikas every day, but not in the presence of the husband, and the husband doesn't even notice. So then she's allowed. So the male and the more says like this. So in other words, so then we say, because we allow such place in soil in such a state of haskaskashkas that we assume that the woman herself will probably take all the precautionary measures to make sure that she didn't have any ears down. And even though she doesn't do it in the presence of the husband, but she does it not in the presence of the husband. So mainly the husband takes notice of the chesed of the women, and he doesn't even have to ask her any questions. That's question because he can assume that his wife took all the precautionary measures. Mashiach came, the husband had to go out of town. And then, unexpectedly, she didn't expect it. So he came back. So then I could argue, no, he's not allowed to cohabit with his wife. Maybe she had to hear that. Because, and it's true that the wife didn't tell him. Because she didn't anticipate that husband will suddenly come back from his trip. So Mele, she didn't make any tickets, so that maybe she should be required to make a ticket before the Tashis. I could argue that way. So that's why the Mishnah tells us, Avarich and the rest of the world will come and after Loi, Kamashlo. In other words, we are making a chazoki. We are making a chazoki that she didn't see any time. Now, how is it that we are making chazoki at all? I mean, let's say, so certainly, so Bishlein, according to the Mishnah, we say that an Ishah who does not have the message of Rua, so in the Haname, she's a Sukhon Bairo, unless before Tashmish, immediately before Tashmish makes it decay. So then we can understand this, why she doesn't have to be Heshish. Because if she doesn't have the message of Rua, so in the Haname, she's a Sukhon. So she's not a Sukhon. She has to make it decay before Tashmish. And if she has a message of Rua, so then she doesn't have to be Heshish. Because it's an aberration for a woman who has a vessel from Rua to sit down only on the 25th day to have her ears down before. But how about the Rishen? Who say, I mean, the Rishen and the Shach passed like that, we passed like that. That even a woman who is not regular, who does not have a vessel from Rua, so even such a woman is Mechaskas Tahar in Bible. And the Baal doesn't even have to ask her questions. How can he assume, how can he take it for granted that she didn't see him down? After all, she does see down, she's not regular result. So why shouldn't she make it again? Maybe she, there was a discharge of down in the Misachit, she's not cognizant. The answer is, because neither I say, even if a woman has a discharge of down, but if the discharge of down was not coupled with agoshe, in other words, what kind of agoshe? In other words, if agoshe of nizdazu ivorel, in other words, so then she is not a son of the Bible, in the eyes. Ksomim, what's ksomim? Ksomim is only, she's only a son of the Bible with the Rabbana. Why? But if she has a kesed, even if you know that the kesed came from the inside, So then she's not a soul of Bible. She's not a soul of Bible. Even if we know that it came from inside, it didn't come from the outside. So she's still not a soul of the rice. Why? Because even if she did have a discharge in the Bezachism, but since it wasn't coupled with our worship, it wasn't coupled with our worship, So the male is, she's not a soul. So that's why we say, Koranoshin has a star of Balei, and according to many Rishini, even a woman who doesn't have a Veset Kubwa. So it doesn't have the Cheshishes, it doesn't have the Kikiki before Tashish. Why not? But maybe she did. The answer is, there is no Shashi Raisi, because even if she had a discharge, a discharge in the Rishachitzi, but as long as she didn't have a Hagoshe, she didn't feel it. So in Mele, she did not become a soul in Raisi. So that's why the Chachomim didn't ask her to revile her, even without making it. Omar Shlokish Nishim Rabiu, Nisi, the Yehu Shebo Umoto Biseich Yimei Nos. Now let's see the Rashi. This Rashi is a very important Rashi. There is a Rambam, and there is a Rashi Bor on this Rashi. Biseich Yimei Nos, Lamed Yim Nirio, Avalacha Lamed, Bayer Diki, Hoyu Stam Noshi, Chazion, Lisoin Oino, Hoyu Uzlam Roshi has your disabilities. Now, the halacha is regarding a woman who has a Veset Kavua. So then the halacha is that she has to be separated from the husband on the day of the Veset. If her cycle is on the 25th, so then she has to be separated on the 25th. If her cycle is on the 23rd, she has to be separated from the husband on the 23rd. That's a woman who has a Veset Kavua. Suppose the woman has no Veset Kavua. She's irregular. Sometimes it's on this day, sometimes it's on that day. So then, she's only a soul viral on the inner babies. What does inner babies mean? Inner babies means, actually there is a machlokes, what inner babies means, whether inner babies means the 30th or the 31st, but according to most Posky, inner babies means the 30th day. And from the Shin is also much more that way. I mean, so Lamadin, we read from this Rashi, it's also much more. It's not the 31st, but it's the 30th. So the 30th, that's called an inner balance. An inner balance. Now, if you were to translate the inner balance into English, you probably would translate it the average angle. And the average angle. But I suppose that if an average would be taken of the days of the period that women had, so the 30th day would probably be the average. But I don't think that the halacha declares the 30th day as an inner bayonet on the basis of the fact that that constitutes the mathematical average. In other words, I mean, how is an average taken? In other words, you take this number, that number, you add them, you divide them, so you get that. I don't think that this is the basis of the halacha, that a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so she's a soul of Baila on the 30th day, even though, I'm not sure, but even though, that it might be that the 30th day, so will constitute the average of the menstrual flow in a woman. But the reason is why the halacha declares that the 30th day is an inner baby is because most women, that's how it appears by many person, most women have a menstrual flow every 30th day. Not because it's the mathematical average. On account of the fact that most women have a menstrual flow on the 30th day, so coincidentally, it turns out to be the mathematical average too. But this is not the essential halachic basis for the Yom Shlishi to be considered the basis. The reason is why the halacha declares the Yom Shlishi as the inner basis, because most women have the flow on the 30th day as of the previous flow. Anyway, so the halacha is that the Yom Shlishi constitutes the Eino Beis. So, Omar Shlokish Mishmur, you will see it. The Hu Shebo Motzo Biseich de meio e nosso sorrache seres, pisei que nosso lado de ele, a laja lado vai o dique, foi o estamoshi, razão e se bem, so we see Rashi explains, why is the 30th day considered in the Hebrews? Stamoshi, what does stamoshi mean? Means most kosher, is chazen and sebein. So, where does the Mishnah say, kol ha-moshi necheskes ta'ol e-balei, ha-boi na-derech, mishen yomoyen necheskes ta'ol, and he doesn't even have to ask questions, did you sit down, did you not sit down, did you make it pikeh, did you not make it pikeh, she didn't tell her, she doesn't have to make it pikeh, only if let's say, he came back from the trip, and it's the 25th day, the 26th day, the 27th day, the 28th day, as of the previous day. So then, she doesn't have to make it pikeh. But suppose he came back from the trip on the 35th day, as of the previous year, so in other words, it already passed the day of Elis, the 30th day, then he certainly has to make any change. Because Tamboshi Sidam, on the 30th day, so how can he assume the risk? Elisa Chorus. The who shit bo what's the sign was on the rabbi loy shom el shein lo bes avo yish lo bes also in sham that's what Abu said originally when he said that Amoshi now has kastare that is if she has no bes but if she has it as a kuwa, so also in shami. So how does it indicate on the surface? The Kabbalah is saying that the Mishnah says the Cheskastaro in Balayim, Habun Nagar Hishim Cheskastaro in Dubai, has no present kuwa. So then he doesn't have to ask any questions, she doesn't have to make it decay, she does. He takes it for granted that she's not in it. But if she has a Beset Kavua, and let's say the Beset Kavua is, let's say, on the 28th day, and now is the 26th day, then she does so. That doesn't make sense. Klapalai, I mean, the logic is that the way. Klapalai, other Abiyyim is that way. Eimor Beset, so then we can say, Eimor Chazoy, Yeishlo Beset, Kviyamo, in other words, if she's Eimor Beset, so she has no regular day, so it can be any day. So then there is more reason to be chayish. Maybe she did sit down. She did sit down. But if she has a vessel, and let's say the vessel is the 28th day, and now is the 26th day as of the preceding year, so what kind of a shosh would that be? So the logic is in the other direction. Elo, yit mahochi, omar avune, Loi shon lo shon igia shas vesto Avon igia shas vesto Asu In other words that when we say now here that two shot first Rishmokis in the name of the Buddha Messiah say Vehu shepo umotza visech in the innocent. And what does Bisech Meinosa mean? Lamed Yeh. Lamed Yeh. Now, we know that Lamed Yeh has significance regarding a woman who has no Beset Kavua. But does Lamed Yeh have significance regarding a woman who has a Beset Kavua also? Maybe over there it's a startup that if a woman is irregular, she doesn't have a definite day, and which he has the flow. So then we say, well, she does sit down sometimes. So Stamoshi will sit down on the day. So that's the way it is. But if a woman has an established lesson of sitting down on the 25th, why should she be separated from the husband on the 30th? She has a cycle on the 25th. If a woman has a definite cycle on the 30th, why should she be separated from the husband on the 30th? And many shaykhs, most shaykhs, have the chicken. then the whole significance and the requirement of being separated from the husband on the inner ladies on the 30th day applies only to a woman who has no message from God. Since she has no message from God, so then the 30th day for such a woman is like her wedding. Her wedding. Because Tamna, she had the flow on that day. Have the flow on that day. Whether you explain it on the basis because most Noshim have it, or because there's the average, and then, rather it's a debit for me, that the average has a lack of significance, it doesn't make any difference. Regarding a woman who has a vessel, so who does not have a vessel kavua, so the menstruation, that's the day when we are Cheshishma. But a woman who has a vessel kavua, it's not a day. So then the 30th, that's not Shoshi. So, I mean, that is the shot in the Gemara, according to many issues. However, let's see what Rashi says. Elo yit nahoch, Omar Rabbuna, Lo yishonu, Elo shonu yigi ha-shasfes. Abo yigi ha-shasfes, to asu, Kosom ha-pesit ha-is. So in other words, we could say that Rabbuna's memory doesn't modify Rosh Hashanah's memory. It's two separate memories. However, from Rashi's Rosh, it's Mashma. And Ramban points it out, the Rashi points it out, the Ritva points it out. The Rashi says here, Lo Yishonu. Who says Lo Yishonu? Rabbuna. So, Lo Yishonu, the Chimot of Seichin Eilosa Leibayetich. So that means that Rabbuna's memory modifies Rishmokish memory. You see, we have two memories. One memory is by Rishmokish Nishem Rabbidin Siyeh. Rabbidin Siyeh, that's a grandson of Rabbid Anasa. So that's one memory. The second memory is by Rabbuna. So without Hashem's pshat, and that's probably the pshat by most Hashem, that Rabbuna's memory is an independent memory. It doesn't modify Rishmokish memory. It's an independent memory. So, two Rishmokish discusses Yilamet. But Rabbuna doesn't discuss Yilamet. Rabbuna discusses something else. Rabbuna discusses a woman who has a Vesit Kavua. Vis-a-vis a woman who has a Vesit Kavua, there is no Yimshleishin. Yimshleishin has no significance. But he says, in respect to a woman who has a Vesit Kavua, so, because when the Mishnah says, Kolanoshi Mechetzka Starom Valeh, the Mishnah has reference to all women. A woman who has a Vesit Kavua is Mechetzka Starom. A woman who has no Vesit Kavua. So, according to all these, the Shemim is saying that even a woman who has a Vesit Shehili Kavua, so she's the Teres Labayo, she doesn't have to make a Kikim before Tashmish, so the name of the Mishnah searches as reference to all women. So, Rishmokish discuss a woman who has a Vesit Shehili Kavua. Rabbuna discusses a woman who has a Vesit Kavua. Now, the Mishnah says respect to both categories of women that the Chesed Star. So, Rishmokish, Rabbuna's memory is an independent memory. It doesn't relate to Rishmokish's memory. And he says, this is the Mishnah that is true of a woman who has a Vesit Kavua. And it's also true of a woman who has a Vesit Kavua. So, these are the a woman who has a Vesit Kavua that the Mishnah says, Cheska Stanu Balayim. So, it's only Shavuot the Ashas. In other words, if the Vesit of the woman is the 29th, to see that, the Vesit of the 29th, and the husband came back from the trip on the 27th, since it's prior to the Lima Vesit, so she tells the Bible, doesn't have to make a ticket, doesn't have to ask any questions. But suppose the Vesit is the 27th, now the husband comes back from the trip, and the 29th, he's not allowed to have it with her. He has to make sure that she didn't 10 years down, that she made a decade under 27, because Kosovo vested the rights. So the Mandoma who says vested the rights, he owns Eila, there is a Hazoki, Eila is money. So if a woman has a definite sight every 27th day to have the menstrual flow, so Mimele, she is Mechuyeves. She is Mechuyeves on the 27th to put in a piece of water to detect whether she can discharge it down. They discharge it down. And if she doesn't, suppose her vesicle who is on the 27th day, 27 days she didn't make any picture, she didn't put in inside a piece of cloth. Now it's already the 28th day. 28th day, she's a solo buyer. And she cannot even say, all right, I'll make a picture now. And she made a picture on the 28th day. Her vessel is on the 27th. She didn't make any picture on the 27th. On the 28th day, after the 27th passed by, and she not being cognizant of any discharge of dam, so she makes a ticket and she finds the piece of cloth clean. So the halacha is she's a soul of Bible. She's a soul of Bible. Why but she made a ticket and she doesn't find any dam? The answer is it's possible that she had a discharge of dam to pass down to Chardo or in West Chardo. And the flow subsided, there is a possibility. So we made a she has all the virus, so what does she have to do? She has to count 7 days. According to Mandoma, best is the right. So a woman is required to make a decay on the day of the vessel. And if she did, even if she makes a decay on the next day, and she finds it clean, she still has all the virus. But what does she have to do? She has to count 7 days as of the 27th day, and then she can. She can go through and testify. So this is what he says. Now let's see the Rashi. Lo yishom yochim motzot yichim yimos v'yipayim tike elo yishom yidiya yisvesto v'sichis yomim sholim derech ki yishom yishom veset v'yidiya v'sichis yomim. אבל הגיע ישראל, לא כדי להיות עושים לדרך אסורו, והיא לא מזמן לבוא, והיא רייצה על החולה של סיני, והיא מרזיקים לו ביטול אז, והיא מרזיקים לו ביטול אז סופי. Now, so there is a remark to be in the Rashi. Rashi, before, without Rashi, we would say that Rabbulah's memory is an independent memory. It doesn't modify the Shlokish's memory. So, but, Rashi says that it modifies the Shlokis. It's not an independent. And he says, Lo yishon l'chamotzo teichi meinoso. Who mentions teichi meinoso? Who mentions the chamotzo teichi meinoso? We buy it because the Shlokis in the name of Rabbi Levi Sia mentions it. And he, Rashi mentions it in connection with Rabbulah's memory. So we see from Rashi that Rabbulah's memory modifies the Shlokis' memory. Now, the Shlokish man, so that means Rabbuna certainly has reference to the human as a vessel for Ruach. Because Rashi says so, and he says, Rui Shona Rishmikiya Shasvesto, a woman who has no vessel for Ruach, so it's not shy to say Shasvesto. Shasvesto is shy of only the Gabi woman who has a vessel for Ruach. So Rabbuna certainly refers to a woman who has a vessel for Ruach. And still, Rabbulah's memory modifies Rishmokich's memory. And Rishmokich makes a distinction between Lamed Yeh, the 30th, not the 30th day. So that means that according to Rashi, so we see a very big homework according to Rashi. According to Rashi, we see a very big homework. I mean, women today are not machmir for Rashi Shiva. Because according to Rashi, it means that the woman who has a vessel kavua, so not only is she supposed to be separated from the husband on the day of the vessel, let's say her vessel is on the 25th day, but she has to be separated on the 25th day and she has to be separated on the 30th day. Because it follows from Rashi Shah. Because Rabbut, according to Rashi, says, Lo Yishon, the Chimotzah Techim Eynosah, who mentions Techim Eynosah? Denn es ist nicht mit der Technik in der Sache. Ein Nazi-Sinn in der Sache. Wo Menschen ein Lachen in der Sache. Richtig logisch. Und dann immer verbinden sie. Ein Wachsen in der Sache in der Welt. But, Rabbi is certainly as reference to a woman who is a Vesek Kavua. Still he says, Loi Shono Ela Shaloi Yidya Shasnes. In other words, when do we say, when does the Shlokish say, in respect to the Din of the Mishnah, that if the husband comes from the tree prior to the 30th, and he comes back from the tree. Biseichlimeinos. And a woman who has a Vesek Kavua. Kavune certainly gets reference to a woman who has a Vesek Kavua. Now, what is her Vesek Kavua? Her Vesek Kavua could be the 25th day. It could be the 35th day. So let's say. So, according to the Kamban's Pshat and Rashi, so, Rashi is saying a very big comment. And Kabuna is saying like this. Loi Shonu, when do we say that when does the Shlokish in the name of Rabbi Yisir say that Vihushe Potso Motso Sechim Nos, that the Mishnah says Ari Yuches Kastaro, if the husband found her prior to the 30th. So then she has a start. If it is also when he has a sister, in other words, her vessel is on the 35th day. There are some women who have their cycle every 35th day. So if the woman has a vessel of sitting down every 35th day, and then he came from the trip. He came from the trip on the 29th day. So it's Biseichlimeinos. It's prior to the 30th. And it's also prior to the Abbasid. He doesn't have to ask any questions. She's with us. Doesn't have to make any difference. Oh. Abo, he giashas nesto. But suppose he's it already after the 35th day. Or, another case. Suppose Abbasid is at the 25th. This is how the Ramban explains Rashi. Suppose her Vesek Kavua is on the 25th. So then Rabbi says, Lo Yishonu, when the Shlokish says to Shul Rabbi Yisrael, Vihu Shebo Motso Yisrech Yimei Minos. Yisrech Yimei Minos. In other words, so Yisrech Minos, that she is Mutares, if it's prior to the 30th. And in addition, it's Lo Yiki Asha's Vesek. And it's prior to the 25th day. So then, she has a star. I will hear Shaskas. But suppose her vessel is on the 25th day, and the husband came on the 27th day, even though it's taking the Hinoza, but it's like an investor. So then, she's not the Hesestar. Anyway, so according to Rabban's Pshat in Rashi, Rashi she believes that the requirement for the innovators, that the woman is a surah Bible and the innovators on the 30th day applies to all women, not only women who have no Vesek Kavua, but even a woman who has a Vesek Kavua. So over and above the Yema Vesek, she's a surah Bible in the innovators on the 30th day. That's what the Rabban says is Rashi. Then the Rabban is Chayim. Rabban how you know. So then the Rabban is chilek. He's chilek on Rashi Shikir. And Rashi Shikir he says, if a woman, the Ramban is chelik on Rashi in respect to a woman whose Beset Kavua is beyond the 30. Let's say the Beset Kavua is on the 30th, on the 33rd, 32nd, after the 38th. So, in respect to such a woman whose Beset Kavua is on the 35th day, and 35th day, so according to Rashi, on the 30th day, she has all the Bible. So the Ramban said this, why should she be a solar buyer? I mean, after all, the whole thing is just why. Yim Shesh is a solar buyer because Stam Lo, she never be a. That's the Stam Eino. Stam Lo, she, hey, a Riyah on the 30th day as of the preceding day. Anyway, but this woman we know has signed on the 30th day. Why should she be a solar buyer? We know she does not sit down on the 30th days of the previous year. She sits down on the 35th days of the preceding year. So why should she be a solar buyer? So it's chilek in regard on Rashi, in regard to a woman whose Beset Kavua is on a day later than the 30th. Mashiach, in regard to a woman whose Beset Kavua is on the day prior to the 30th, let's say her Beset Kavua is on the 27th, the husband, let's say, and she did not see him down on the 27th, she missed it. But then the husband came back from the trip on the 30th. So there the Ramban is needed to Rashi that she is a solar buyer on the 30th. Because here, if her vessel is beyond the 30th, and the husband comes back, is on the 35th, and the husband comes back from out of town on the 38th, so the Ramban, so according to Rashi, she's a soul. So the Ramban is chelik on Rashi. He says, why should she be a soul? Why should she be chelishish? Lest she'll sit down. Lest she sit down or she'll sit down. He knows that she doesn't sit down prior to the 30th. But if her Beset is on the 25th, the 27th, and the husband came back on the 30th, or on the 31st, so then the Ramban is meaning to Rashi that even though she has a Beset Kavua, but on the 30th day she's a son. If she on the 30th day she's a son, on the 30th day. Because here we cannot say, since she has a Beset Kavua, so we are sure that she is not going to have it on the babies. Because we know in this particular case, she missed it on the regular day. So, since she missed it, maybe she'll see it in accordance with the derech of stamina. If it was determined that she missed it, so why should it be a chiddush that she will not see it in accordance with her pattern? But if her Beset is on the 27th, and now is the 30th, she's a solar buyer, because we cannot say she is definitely not going to see it on the 30th. Why? Because she sees on the 27th. But this time she missed on the 27th. Since she missed on the 27th, so it's very likely that she will see it like any woman who does not have a recipe. That's the Ramban. Now, the Rashbo, the Chiddush HaRashbo, he mentions what the Ramban Shite mentions in Rashi. He says that when Rashi says that Lord Shomi, the Chibotsa Sidachim, the Yosso, the Bayi Biki, the member of Abun and Matifites, the member of the Shlokis, Rashi is reference to a woman who has a Beset Kavua, but when the Beset Kavua is prior to the 30th. In other words, the Beset Kavua is on the 27th. And so, Lord Shomi, that she has a story. If the woman has a Beset Kavua on the 27th day, and the husband comes from the trip on the 26th day, so the Beset Kavua is also milczącą, szumowi i aż asbestu. Powiedzie się asbestu. Harbesy próbowali za ten 27 day. And the husband came back from the trip on the 25th day. So it's both. Take him in your soul, it's prior to the 30th. And it's prior to the Nima Beset. Because it's only the 25th. Still 2 days to the Nima Beset. So she would tell her she doesn't have to make it good or nothing. Machine came. Avrigiyashasvesta. So, but suppose it's Higiyashasvesta. So then, the 27 days, she's Asura. She's Asura, even though it's before the 30th day. And this is what Rabbuna says. And Rishwaki says, Vihushabo Motsa Visechim in Nosa. But suppose if her Beset is on the 27th day and he comes on the 30th day, then she's Asura then. That's what Rashi says, according to Rashi's chart. In other words, according to Rashi's chart, Rashi is saying what the Ramban says if he died pain. You see, but Ramban assumed that according to Rashi, so even a woman who has a Beset Kavua, even if the Beset Kavua is beyond the 30th day, is on the 35th day. So on the 30th day, she's a soul by law. So the Ramban is chaylik on Rashi in regard to that woman. But he agrees with Rashi in regard to a woman whose Beset Kavua is prior to the 30th day. Is prior to the 30th day. But she missed it on the Ayuma Beset. So then on the 30th day, the Ramban is meaning that she's a soul by law. That she has a bite, because in view of the fact that she missed the period on her day, on her regular day, so the mayor, we have to treat her like a woman who does not have a regular Beset. Because this particular month she missed it on the regular day. But she, the Rashbo did not assume that the Rashi is such a machia to require a woman. Who has a Beset Kavua on the day after the 30th day to be separated from the husband on the 30th day. But the Rashbo assumed that according to Rashi, so a woman who has a Beset Kavua, whose day is prior to the 30th, that if she missed it on the regular day, so on the 30th she has to be separated from the husband. That the Rashbo assumed that's Rashi Shita, and the Rashbo is chilukim on that, and most the Shevim agree with the Rashbo Shita. So that's why Roshim are not machmir today, because according to the Ramban, every woman, even if she has Beset Kavua, regardless where her Beset Kavua is on the day prior to the 30th, let's say the 37th, or subsequent to the 30th, let's say on the 35th. So, and the 30th, she has sold a bite. And the 30th, she has sold a bite. Well, excuse me. And then, the Ramban Shita, that's the Ramban's virgin Rashi. Then the Ramban's own Shita is that the Ramban's own Shita is if the Beset Kavua is not a day subsequent to the 30th, so at the 30th, she's not a soul because there are no choshes. But even the Yid Kavua, the Yidah Beset is prior to the 30th, and she missed it on the Yidah Kavua, let's say it's on the 27th, and she missed it on the 27th, so then on the 30th, she is a soul of Bible. On the 30th, she is a soul of Bible. That's the Shite of the Ramban, and it's also the Shite's Rashi according to the Rashi. But the Rashi is here. And in other words, and we pass, I mean, most Poskim agree with the Rashbo that the whole requirement of innovativeness applies only to a woman who has no Beset Kavua. But a woman who has a Beset Kavua, even in the month where she missed the period, so still she has no requirements on the Yemashosh. Yes, what is it?
Rosh Hashiva mentioned if the 29th came and she was not bodekis, then the 30th she's also because
what
it could have.
Because it,
yes, yes.
No,
and
I,
even if she could have had chardless, so she's also even the 30th. But what if the 29th came and she was bodekis? And then the 30th, her husband returns home. Now he knows it was Shas Higia, Shas Gasta Higia.
According to Mandoma, the rest is the Reisen. According to Mandoma, the rest is the Reisen. Because we pass through like the Mandoma, the rest is the Rabbonim. So you are asking, so far we didn't even go over the Gemara, the rest is the Rabbonim. You are asking, according to Mandoma, who says the rest is the Reisen. So if she did not make it, Dike Andu.
No, she made it, but Dike Andu.
Let me finish.
All right.
So if the Yima Pesek is the 29th day, and she did not make it Dike, she's a sore. She's a sore to the husband, even she makes 1,000 tickets after the event, and she has to count 7 days as of the 29th day, because here is money. But we pass by the Madonna.
My question is, if she was bodekis on that day,
and, what?
And then the next day her husband returns, is he required to ask her, were you bodekis today? I mean, is there any question?
Oh, he has to ask her.
Yeah.
He has to ask her. But if she was bodekis, and the dike consisted of the meich dochot staying inside the woman the whole 29th day, then it's invalid that there was no reason down. But suppose, let's say, suppose she has a visit on the 29th day, but not in definite hour when she has it. Sometimes she can have it, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the morning on the 29th day, sometimes at 7, sometimes at 8, and sometimes at 9, and sometimes at 10 and 11. So in other words, so in such a case, the male dochok has to stay inside within the whole range, possible range, where it could have taken place. If, let's say, she has a definite cycle to see it, let's say, always between 9 and 9:30 and the 29th day. So then the Meir Dochuk has to be inside between 9 and 9:30. But if the Pesach consists of having a Riyah, let's say, on every 29th day between 9 and 2 p.m., so then the Meir Dochuk has to be between 9 and 2 p.m. And suppose she put in a piece of cloth and took it out immediately, so that's not even valid. According to Mandoma, it rests in the right. However, Achonoma, after the Tia Shasfes, or Namunitas, Kosova rests in the rabbi. And that's the way we pass. Like the Mandoma, that rests in the rabbi. Now let's see the Rashi. Now, here. Moi shon ze mot ze khim yo so mi bay ki to ze is vesto is ze rei so yo mi shon ze dela ki mi shi so vesto ni dia ze rei so yo avu ni ze vesto ki yo sta de has so yo ze mani bo di rei sa vakh mi shi si na ni mas ki no mi pas so vesto la bo ni ze vakh ha mi mi di ki vesto she mo ki re ni rei ke ni avu ni ya ya ki mi ko ki moi i hoy pat ko moi mas ki no mo bi to Rabbashe Masne Hoche Oma Rabbune Lo Yishon Ura Roshemo Beset Uyom A Roshemo Beset Uyom El Yishon Beset Uyom Kitzis Ki Bilu Mayus Et Ali Vilse Eino Mikoki Zu El Chazoy Aro Yishon Beset Uyom Azo Yishan Kosova Beset Reise Now There is two kinds of Besets There are all kinds of Besets. There is a Beset Ayom. What's a Beset Ayom? Beset Ayom itself can be of certain things. There is a Beset Achilish, Beset Ayom and Beset Achilish. In other words, in the flow takes place on a certain day in the month, let's say the 5th of the month, or the 10th of the month, before Beset Achlok, in other words, the 25th is of the previous week. That's a Beset Ayom. And then there is a Beset Achitzis. Beset Achitzis. Beset Achitzis means there is a Beset Achitzis by itself, and then there is a Beset Ayomim by itself, and then there is a Beset Achitzis by itself, and then there is a Beset in combination of Yomim and Achitzis. In other words, suppose a woman sees down, has a menstrual flow every 23 days. That's a Beset Ayomim. Suppose a woman sees down every time she jumps 10 times. So she sees that. It's misguided, right? So in other words, Eve, a woman, jumped, let's say 10 times, she has to be shouted down because she's a customer. 3 times. After jumping 10 times, she has a natural fall. She has a kind of weakness. So that's this is Akritis, by the Chul, Chazat. Then there is such a thing as a combination of Veset Ayomim and Akritis. In other words, the woman will sit down, will not sit down on any day other than the 29th day. But if on the 29th day she won't sit down if she jumped 10 times. So in other words, on the 28th day she can jump 1,000 times. She'll not have a menstrual flow. On the 29th day if she jumped 10 times, on the 29th day, then she'll sit down. So what's the halacha? If a woman, let's say, if a woman, it's already the 29th day as of the previous menstrual flow, but she didn't jump. She's relaxing. So she's the first alive. But the moment she makes her exercises that usually are conducive on the 29th day to her menstrual flow, she's already a solar viral, even though she made the PK, she didn't see any guy. But she has to be cautious. Since it's the 29th day, and she already made that kind of exercise. Jumping, so the man when she became a sneaker in the midst of the tasha. So he said, "Lori shomu avoshim lo beset lo yomim lo rish lo beset lo yomim lo yitz." So then, that now even though the woman has a beset of wow, she's done every 29 days, but it's contingent upon a certain exercise, jumping. So she did not jump. She did not jump. So then the husband came back from the trade, and he knows it's the 29th day, but she didn't jump. So she was arrested. Doesn't give her any education. Keep in mind the guy, he said, because it's not contingent upon the expiration of a certain number of days. It's contingent upon the expiration of a certain number of days, plus, fixes. Even when it comes to the Chazoy, obligation of Beset Yomim, but suppose she has a Beset Kavua that is very just a Yomim, not a combination of Yomim and Kritzes, Yomim and a certain exercise, but just Yomim, Asur Shamish, and not only Asur Shamish without thinking. If thinking will not avail her, because of what avail is the thinking, maybe before the decay she had a violent discharge, and it subsided. Sometimes there is a very minute flow, and it doesn't continue. So melee, so asumo it means that she has to count, start counting 7 days, then she'll be done. Because so far, this is the affiliation of Beset Yomim with us, because so far Beset the Rabbon. Now the Rashi, Lo Yishon Lo Yitam Chetzes Da'ir Mash Ma'afrit Yeris Vesto Elohim of Beset Yomim Yehudai Lo Yishvitza Lo Yishvitza Lo Yomim Lo Yishvitza Lo Yomim. Now let's see what Rashi says here again. Rashi says, now we pass like the Mandoma, the Beset Rabbon, all the Shem Paschal, according to the Mandoma, Beset the Raisa. So if a woman did not make it picky, I mean, a Beset. And if the piece of wood did not stay inside, within the whole range of the possible vessel, so then, even if she lived in the kitchen, afterwards, let's say her lima basically at 20 feet. So if she has a basic on a 20 feet day, but on a 20 feet day it's irrelevant, it can be any day, any hour. So then she's mahiyabes to have a piece of cloth over 24 hours. If the range of doubt is 24 hours, so then according to Pandoma, the dress is the rising. So she's nervous to have the piece of cloth inside all the 24 hours. If the range of doubt is 10 hours, so she's nervous and lima vessel to have the real doubt inside 10 hours. If the range of doubt is 1 hour, she has to have, in other words, if she always sees doubt on the 25th day, between 7 in the morning and 8 in the morning, so then before 7, and before it is 7 a.m. on the 29th day, she has to put in the mail off and to keep it until after 8 a.m. If she does that, and then she takes it out and she doesn't see anything, so then she protects. She protects. But suppose she did not put in any mail off on the 25th day, but then on the 26th day, she makes 1 picture, makes 100 pictures. She's still a sort of buyer. Because she has to be patient. Maybe she had a tisha in the heart, and she didn't perceive the aboshi. She didn't perceive the aboshi. Because sometimes the aboshi, I mean, how can she be in the rice without aboshi? But sometimes the aboshi gets lost in another aboshi. Sometimes, you know, she might have had this child of down while she was passing water. So because of that, since she didn't attribute it, she didn't realize that she had this child of down, because the Targoshe she herself attributed to the Hargoshe of passing water. So clearly there is a possibility that a woman has this child of down coupled with Targoshe, but somehow the Hargoshe is lost. Because it is lost in the harbush of something else. So maybe the woman didn't realize that harbush was due to a discharge of down. She attributed it to something else. When in fact, objectively, that harbush was due, I mean, let's say it might have been misdazzled in a minute way, but she was doing something else, so she attributed it to that experience, rather than to the discharge of that. So that's according to Mandoma, the first rise. But we pass through like Mandoma Vestri Rabbon. According to Mandoma Vestri Rabbon, so through the Chatril, the woman has a vessel for what? She has to put in a piece of wood. But suppose she didn't, all she has to do, after the Imam Vestri, look at the game, she finds a good one, so she becomes a man. But according to Mandoma, that vessel in the rice, if she didn't make it, become a lima vessel, and she didn't keep it inside within the whole range of doubt of the vessel, no bika afterwards is effective. And in order to be personal bible, she has to count 7 days. But so Rashi says, as soon as the era of his money, the rice, how long relation is he not? So according to Rashi, even the Mandoma who says this is the Raisi, if she didn't make it picky on the Lima Vessel, she's only a sort of buying the Sophie, not the Baba. Let's see what Jesus says. Let's see what Jesus says. As man vesto mutaris. Hilkutaris. Aber warum das ist bestes Rabon? Akimikias as vesto nam mutaris. Teine. Hilkutaris am unam beschwierste Reden zum Kampf der Rücher. Also, wenn die Säule schon lief ist und nicht gesehen some of the best stuff. The Zalkin is making soil. So Gemara learns out. The Shwiz, Mikan, Azor is his soil. She uses some of the best stuff. So you can tell him, has a vessel on the 25th day as of the previous year, so she's a soul of Bailoa on the 25th day. If she's accustomed to sit down on the night of the 25th day, she's a soul of Bailoa on the night of the 25th day. If she's accustomed to sit down on the daylight part of the 25th day, so she's a soul of Bailoa in the daylight part of the 25th day. But it's an Isagogo. There's Mahir Shane, whether it's an Isagogo, or Shemure, or Menasmach, or Isagogo. Many of the Shane say that it's the Raisi, or Shemure, or Abitam, many other Shane. The thesis in Yvonne says it's a Smach, but so it's a Smach, so it's also the Rabbon. Here, how can Abu Rahman say, a few of the Ashas Nesto, not the Jerusalem? I mean. So that means that if the husband comes back from the trip on the 25th day, and the 25th day, that's the Rima Messer, he doesn't have to ask his wife any questions. He's mitalobial now. How is it mitalobial now? But it's almost the best now, so it's a normal. Whether it's an Isa, it's a Rabono. So how can Rabbi say, Nami with the Arabs? That's the discussion. Yeshema, Kisheshoa, so I have this now. Shiloyom, Shirchegonit, Ayre, the Sophic Fure, the Sea of the Sophic was, Kaimir Lech and the Son. And from our best in the right say, in Shas of the Shiloh's Mount Fure, Asur, the Badai was a Hashimur. The Chah, Yishli Dad, the Sea of the Lech and the Son, Yes, the Rabbi. So Tetsu says, when Rabbi Rabbi says, Akhil Yashas Vesta, is now in the terrorists. So he doesn't mean that he is mutalobiola without asking her questions. And even if she's asleep, so she couldn't even be in battle. Because there is a price. The price says that you base on the dollar. Turn it up on that you base on the dollar. The Rebbe Flan from the end of the Rabbon, Chavokim Ubriyamim, Vakoyim, Disorder, Disamishte, Mishayim, Vahem, Ches, Estar, Ubo, Mishayim, Moen, Mishayim, 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 So if she's asleep, of course, I mean, so sell each other. When she's asleep. But here, the Gemara is not discussing these Isurim. The Gemara is here discussing Isurim on the basis of the Salida, Gemara is not discussing other Isur. So as far as the Salida is concerned, so even if she is asleep, if she is born in Aderech, he is Mutter Lobiyalel. He is Mutter Lobiyalel. So this is Kash. So that means that when Rabbi Bachon says, Afiyitiya Shasvesta Namu Kares, in other words, even if she is not in a position to be reviled for him, let's say he comes from the tree and she's asleep and he's born. So, why Mr. Rabbono? So, how can we say Mr. Rabbono is Mutalobi Alel? He should be Cheshish, maybe she can be done. But we, after all, it's so good, Mesto. He's also there. So, even though she tells, she's up, and she tells him, she didn't tell him he is down. So, he's also Mutalobi Alel. Less. In the midst of the Tashmish, she'll be caressed to God. Allah has come with the Hamo if he comes back from the trip, and she is in shame, and she is not in a position to be revived by him. But her day is the 25th, and he comes home from the trip on the 28th, and she is in shame. So Rabbi Machone says, Mutteres Lobiyalel. It's a Sophic Isakores. How is it Mutter Lobiyalel? Maybe she did sit down. The Oraye, he's just a lovely Oreo. Even though she tells him, she didn't sit down. Because of the possibility, maybe less, she will sit down in the midst of the Tashmish. Allah has come to the Chamo, that if it's beyond the day when she expected to see him, so maybe she did see him. Why doesn't she tell him she's asleep? So she can tell him. So how is it a lovely Oreo? That's the discussion. Yish Leima. Kisheshua Asra HaVesko Shiviyom Shiviyachei Lomit V'Raire So he's with the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, so he is referencing the case where, let's say, her days, the Imam Besed is the 25th. Now he came back from overseas, he came back on the 33rd. He came back on the 33rd. So then, since he's always resting the Lord, so later, we say Sofik Tira Mitzion in Sofik Raso because it's Sofik Akor Vibadai, because since even if she didn't sit down, so in all probability she already went through it. After all, she's Mechieres, the moment she counts 7 days, so she's Mechieres going through it. So the Melech, and it's his Sofik Akor Vibadai. So Sofik Akor Vibadai is making this up. That's all which we're calling Mandoma who says, Vestir Abor. Hashem Kir Mandoma who says, Vestir Raise. So then we consider it as Vadai also. Since it's considered Vadai also, so even though he came back from the trip on the 33rd day, it's a previous year, and her day was the 25th. So, in all probability, even if she did have a menstrual flow on the 25th, so she already went through it, and we all consider it from the point of view of the Raisa, but of course today, I mean, she has to count on the king. So, but let's say before the Takone of Rebbe, and before the Takone of Tatsere, so a Nino did not have to count on the king, only to count 7 days. So maybe if we say, Vestas is the Rabbanon. Vestas is the Rabbanon. So maybe it's good alone alone. Because it's a Sofik Akor Vibadai, it's made simply Sofik. So he says, Mumandoma Vestas the Raise. So then, after Yeshua, so Kishios Manfure, Kaso, the Vibadai was Kashi. So many of the Achrim point out that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Because Tesis says, that according to Mandoma Vestas the Raise, so then it's Vadai Vasakashim. Rashi says, Halochali, the Raise, Halochali Mishne Sinai, Yimar Zikino lo Bituma Sofik. So Rashi says that even according to Mandoma, that Vestas the Raise, so we don't consider her as Vadai Vasakashim. But the Sofik Vasakashim, whereas Tesis says that we consider her as Vadai Vasakashim. Now the Chazimish in the Rebbeic, Simon Pei. So he says, because there are many kashas and against Tesis, to say that Vada Horasa, why should we say Vada Horasa? Why? It's in us. Vada Horasa, we see, it sounds very strange to say according to Mandoma, that Western the right say that Vada Horasa. According to Mandoma, Western the Rabono, so that means we do not consider it as Vadai Vasa. So according to Mandoma, Vestas the Raise we consider it as Vadai Vasa. Why should we consider it as Vadai Vasa? Alright, so you could say, I mean, it's this issue that the Machlokes between Mandoma, Vestas the Raise or Vestas the Rabbanon. Because he says, the thing Tesis says, according to Mandoma, Vadai Vasa. But according to Mandoma, Vestas the Raise, so it's Vadai Horasa, so it only means that Midraise is a Sofik. So never since Midraise is a Sofik. So Midrabono is considered like Vadai Horasa. But only Midrabono is considered like Vadai Horasa. Not Midraise is not considered as Vadai Horasa. Midraise is not considered as Vadai Horasa. So, in other words, because if we are going to say that his father was on the right side, so then there will be a cure emanating from him. According to Mandoma Vesey, the right side. Suppose the Hayyema Vesey is on the 25th day, and then, but she is not aware of any clear down. So she makes a DK after the 25th day. She makes a nikir after the 23 days. Let's say she makes a nikir on the 27th day, and she finds a queen. So then, according to Malama Pesach, the high she has all the virus, she has to count 7 days as all the 25th day. But suppose she didn't make it become the 25th day, and the husband came back from his trip on the 27th day, and she made a nikir. And she found it unclean. She found the cloth very unclean. So now, if we say, according to Jesus, it's very awesome in the Raisa, according to Manoma, vested in the Raisa because they have his money for, so it's very awesome. So then there will be a correct result. Because then it will be, let's say, now it's the 27th. And she finds the aim unclean. So if we say that, like Hashi, that it's only something, maybe she has been down, so she will not be able. So she will not be able to go through it. Now I'm discussing it from the point of view of the Raisa, not the Maisa today. Today, so every woman is considered as a day. But I mean, prior to the Takon Israel, and Takon Israel. So if, according to Rashi, that she will be able to go through it, so she will not be able to go through it on the night of the 33rd day. Her day is the 25th. The 25th. The 25th. So she will not be able to go through on the night of the 32nd. If her anal is on the 25th day, so and but she made the tikkun on the 27th day, and she found it uncle, but on the 25th she didn't make any tikkun. So then according to Rashi, when will she be able to go to it on the night of the 34th day, 7 days after the 27th? Not 7 days after the 25th. Mashiachin, according to Tesis, if we assume that according to Tesis, the Mandoma was first to the Raisa. So, Bagai was on the Raisa. So, she didn't make it in the 25th. She didn't make it in the 26th. She made it in the 27th. But Bagai was on the 25th. So then she'll be able to go to it on the night of the 32nd day. That's already after 7 days, as of the 25th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 31. So, the night of the 32nd is already after 7 days. After having counted 7 days, she'll be telling us a Bible. So in other words, Teisa Shite is not just a Hume. Teisa Shite involves a Bikule too. And why should we say Bagel Oaso? Why should we say Bagel Oaso? Or actually, you could say that's Teisa Shite. The Hasidic says that Teisa says Bagel Oaso means with the Rabbon she's considered Bagel. But with the Rai says she's only considered Bagel. Now, this means that according to the Mandona, we pass like the Festus the Rabbon, if a woman, so of course Teisa says that she is not allowed to boil her, the husband is not allowed to cohabit with his wife if she is ashamed of, and she cannot verify it. But suppose she is a woman, and she says to him, let's say, her vessel is on the 25th day, and he comes back from the trip on the 28th day, and she is awake, and he asks her, did you have the ears down? Did you have a menstrual flow on your day, on the 25th? And she says, no, she did not. Then, of course, the other she did. According to Mandoma, best of the Rabbanon. So she's interested. She's interested. But why should, according to Mandoma, best of the Rabbanon, say she's assorted. Why she assorted? But she says she didn't have any flow because we are Hitchish. Since Erev is Manipur, Erev is Manipur, should the Chinchish, or we assume, according to Tetzis, that she had the flow. So the question, why? Because Adam is malleable. So the question is, so how can Adam and Chava ask why Adam and Chava? This is the Rabbanon. So even though she didn't make it DK on the 23rd day, she makes it DK only now on the 27th day. She tells the Bible why she tells the Bible. Maybe she had a very minute flow, and that maybe she didn't rise it. The reason is because she doesn't have to have a very substantial flow. Because Dam Khalva is the rest of Khalva. So she comes to the rise it. Why she tells the Bible? Why she tells the Bible? So everybody raises that question. So in Yehuda, in Shuba, in Dalet, in Hei, Matorekama, in Yadei, so he discusses that and he says that the reason as to why we do not say Eirach is Manei Bo, because she has a Cheskas Peri. After all, a woman, until she gets the menstrual flow, so she has Cheskas Eirach. So we rely on Chazok. But according to Mandoma Vestis, the Raisi, according to the Mandoma Vestig Raisi, so the Hazoki of Hiram is Manipo prevails over the Hazoki in Kore of Cheskas Peri. According to Mandoma Vestig Rabbanon, on the contrary, the Hazoki in Kore of Cheskas Peri prevails over the Hazoki of Erech Bismani. So in other words, so that's how the Yehuda explains, you see, because everybody raises the question. On one hand, we say, this is Rabbah. So we say that even though the woman had her best on the 27th, on the 25th day, and the husband came back from the trip on the 27th, and on the 25th day, she did not take it, so she came to be on the 27th, and she's with her the Bible, and she's with Dennis, and she's with her the Bible. And she's the Bible. And the fact that she has to make it DK is only Rabbanon, because with the right, she doesn't even have to make it DK on the 27th. She just with Dennis. Why? Because Vestis Rabbanon. Vestis Rabbanon. On the other hand, we say that these others in soil, the Kamazol in soil, she in the soil she will pierce in some of the best. So, because she is Moneshka. If we say invested Rabbah and we rely on the Cheskas in the table, because the Cheskas in the table is stronger than the Hazok in the corner of Cheskas in the table, is stronger than the Chazoki of Hiram is Manipo. So Mele, why is he also of the Lord Soma for Nesto? Why is he also of the Lord Soma for Nesto? Some of the Shem say it's only Osam Ramon. But some of the Shem say Rabbi Tam says it's Osam Ramon. And he means Ramonon. But in Ramonon we don't rely on the Cheskas Taro, Cheskas in the Nido. Of Chazoki we call it Cheskas in the Nido. So just as we don't rely on the Cheskas in the Nido, some of the Vesto, why do we rely after Vesto? So the Yehuda says like this. The Gemara says, Shemo Mes Oy Hashim, Shemo Yomus Hashim. So when can we rely on Chazoki we call it if it is after the fact? But if it is before the fact, then we cannot rely on Chazok in the Kore. In other words, if the question is, let's say, the Mora says that he, let's say, if the husband said to get to his wife, and the Shriach stayed on the way, on the road, let's say, a few years, then he reached his destination, and he delivers the get to the mission. So then she's allowed to get married. So she's allowed to get married. How do we know why is she allowed to get married? Maybe the husband died while the Shriach was detained on the road, you know, for a few years. Maybe he died. The answer is when he left the husband, so he was living. So he had the husband's child. So he was alive. That he still lives now too. He still lives now. That's one issue. Then there is another halacha that says that King Pig, evil king, gives a gift to his valley, and he says that, let's say, Shoahas, that Harezi Kitty, Shoahas King Misosi. So then, if the wife is in one place, and the husband is in another place, so the husband, the wife is not allowed to eat home. Why? Because he divorced her. The divorce in effect, the husband will give the gift to his wife, so he said she should be divorced 1 hour before he's dead. So how can she be Truma? She be Truma now. Maybe the husband will die 20 minutes later. So that means that at the time she ate Truma, she was already divorced. So she's not allowed to eat Truma. So the Kashi is not in the Kashi. It's still between two halachas on one hand. Hashirei again to Midas Hayam. Midas Hayam. The Mishkar Hashirei Abiderek. So this is the Cheska Shulchai. Why we rely on Chazoke? And then, if somebody says, Arizi Dikir, Shoah has given Sosi, the husband didn't care, and she is in another city, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Why? She has to be afraid. She has to be afraid. Maybe her husband will die half an hour later. But why should she be? Because she says, maybe the husband will die half an hour later. But so has his chayim, yet it's yom, that he will not die. So the more he uses that as, Shemo meis loy chashim. Shemo yomus chashim. Over there, the shayim is when he gives her the gift. Is the husband alive? So the maid of the gift is a gift. Maybe the husband is already dead. So the gift is no gift. So then she requires chutzit from the brother of the husband. So they are the shayim, shemo meis. Someone may slow Hashim because in the life has his high. Mashay came on the day when she has to eat Truma. Only she can only eat Truma until 1 hour prior to the death of life. So even if the husband is still alive at the time she's Truma, but if he's going to die 15 minutes later, so then it will be retroactively determined the time of eating Truma she's already. Not his wife. So here we cannot apply Chazon because Shemayom is Hashim. So this is what the Rebbe says. The reason is why Mandomar says that's the other. So in the case where the Yima Besit there on the 25th and the husband came back from the trip on the 27th, he asks her whether she had the Yisdam. She says no. So he's with a Rabbela. With a Rabbela. Why? Because we are alive. So the Rebbe says, because we rely on Cheskas and Inido. When he left her, she was an Inido, she was a Tego. The question is whether the status of Inido changed as a result of Inido or not. So we rely on Chazoke, we go as a Chazoke. So then he asked, so why does the Torah say that Tomoko Nesto, he's not allowed to be allowed? In other words, if she expects in the course of the day to have a menstrual flow, so the whole day he's not allowed to be with her, maybe in the midst of the Kashmir she will be able to go, because here we cannot rely on Chazoke. Here it's a question. Shemo meis loy chashim. Samu. Shemo roas on nido, shemo pirtsa nido chashim. But shemo yifris nido chashim. That's how the Yehud is. But the Or HaShulchan explains it in much better way. I mean, the way the Or HaShulchan explains that difficulty, I mean, because that bothers everybody. I mean, on one hand, we say, Vester Trabon, we rely on Chazok and Nikore. So, why is he also not the Oreo, son of the Vesto? It should be Kalvacheda. If he's Muta, not the Oreo, we are Chalima Vese. And we do not Cheshish. Maybe she had to be shut him down. So Allah has come on the Chamo, he should be allowed to be born or son of the Nesto, and not to be afraid, not to anticipate the possibility, lest in the midst of the Tashmi, she will pierce me up. Here it's only a question of one particular moment, the time of the Tashmi. Over there, she had so many minutes within which she could have been pierced me up. So over there, we're not Tashmi. And here, when the possibility is only in respect to the moment of attachment, to the midst of attachment. So yeah, so we would explain that on the basis of Shem appears in the word Hashinon, but Shem Yifris in the Hashinon. Just as Shem makes with Hashinon, Shem Yomos Hashinon. So Hashinon says like this, we couldn't rely. Since there is a Hazoki of here, it's not important, that's an Itzias. The Bandoma who says this, is also a way that there is a Hazoki of here. If a woman has a Mesa Kukara, so it's, she knows probability, she sees down in accordance with her side. But, the Alochi, the reason is why she's in the palace, because usually, when a woman has a menstrual flow, she feels it. She has Agosh. She has Agosh. She has Agosh. Of course, there is a possibility that she had Agosh, and the Agosh was lost in another Agosh, but that's an unusual thing. I mean, that the Agosh of the Ishtar of Dam should get lost in some other Agosh, because she had a Ishtar of Dam at the time she was passing water. So maybe she didn't perceive it, she didn't feel it. That's an unusual thing. So maybe, true, the reason is why it's also Lobby or some of the best and this Hamidam says it's also the rise. Why? Because we cannot rely on the Hazoke. Hazoke we call it. Because this Hazoke cannot be relied upon in view of the fact that there is another Hazoke of view of his money ball. How can we rely on the Hazoke we call it? There is a Hazoke of his money ball. That in all probability this status quo will be changed. That's her never to change the status quo. So that's why, so we are even afraid lest in the particular moment of Tashmish, in the midst of the Tashmish, we cannot rely on the Chazoke, Chazoke we call it, of Teo. Because of her, or Erom is manageable. Mashiach came after the Yima message, and she is not aware of any Abosh. So then we say, we are sure that in this particular moment, the era of his money boy did not take place. Because if the era of his money boy had taken place, she would have felt the Abosh. She didn't feel the Abosh. So it's a riot that it wasn't the era of his money boy. Here, for some reason, it wasn't the era of his money boy. Right. But what do you say? But maybe she had the Abosh. And that was the time when she passed water, so we got lost. That's an unusual thing. So the middle we are not Cheshishon. Alright, so the chat of the Ora Shulchan is much better than the explanation given by the alright, so tomorrow. So you should go over there. The Chidushi Aramban of the Gemara and the Chidushi Arashbo and the Gemara. And tomorrow we should finish up the next issue. And then we'll go over the issue that you got it, there is his soil, and then the more, now the thesis is, talking about Roshan and Roshan, we do a suspect that the slogan is out. So, one could understand this Gemara saying that the Halacha mentioned the Mishnah of Kol HaNoshim has the star of the Baleyan. Kol HaNoshim has the star of the Baleyan applies only to a woman who has a Pesach Kavua. So maybe if she has a Pesach Kavua, her Pesach is like 27 days. So maybe it doesn't have to be a big change. Let's say when it comes on the 25th day, on the 26th day, because it's very unlike Mashiachim, a woman who has no Pesach Kavua, so then she's not the Pesach star, so then she has to make a big change. One could say that. The promotion of Gemara. When Gemara says Kelat Elayim, Adarabi, Yitra Misra, Eim Lo Beset, Eim Chazoyim, So she should make a beacon. Yeish lo beset. Yeish lo beset. Beset kriyalo. So if it's not in a beset, it doesn't have to be chayishin. But it says no. Vachim yimma. Lo yishonu shi yiyash asesko. Lo hoyo yimazel mashon ad kriyalo. Lo yishonu shi yimma beset. The emesu. Vihi b'cheskes ta'am. I mean, where does it say? So, Roshon Shemeset. The Emesu Vihi b'cheskes ta'am. It's not that the Gemara in the Maskoni is chizeh from what Rabbuna said originally. Roshon Roshon Shemeset. Kilamot Shemekame Kovu Bayu Bayu Pike Afiloi Moveset Vohi Yochi Vahelisi Vihish Moveset Name Kishlo Yidiyah Shasvesto. So Tesis says, even though the Gemara asked in the Kashi Kalakalaya, the Rabbi is that way. So the Pshat in the Gemara is not the Talmud with Emes. If it's aim of Ese, so then she's not the Chazestah. I'll leave it Emes. So if the aim of Ese, she's the Chazestah. But the Gemara is saying, since Rabbi is distinguishing between Eim Oveset and Yeish Oveset. So, if it's possible to distinguish, so the possibility is to distinguish in the other way, just in the reverse. But to make a distinction that way, so that's inconceivable. But the truth is that there is no distinction, that even a woman who has no Oveset, so it's the Cheskes Ta'am, and she does not have to make it wicked. But when Rabbuna said, Lo Yishonu Shel Besa, Lo Yishonu Besa, that's for Yishamech, so he means this, Lo Yishonu Yeish Lo Besa, or Eim Lo Besa, in both. So then she's the Cheskes Ta'am. If the woman has a Besa, and it's before the Eim Lo Besa, so she's the Cheskes Ta'am. If the woman has no Besa, so then again she has a star. But if she has a Beset and it passed the day of the Beset, then she's not has a star. So this is Stacy Shit. Alright. So that's Stacy Shit. But there is a Machloit Rashim Lame, and that's also Rashi Shit. Because that's Tolu in the Pshat in Gemara at the end of the first period, when Gemara says, Omar Abalabam, Yom Yom Ashur, Ishin, Lesta, Suri, Shamus, as a speak lady. We are continuing our pursuit of Tales. Monday has no hole, must no hole. So they are too shorty. So according to Rashi's pshat and Tesis pshat, the pshat in the Gemara Monday must no hole is that Levayo, even a woman who has no Beset, if the Cheskes Ta'am, she does not have to make any vikin. Mashenkin Rashi's pshat is that if Levayo, if a woman has no Beset Kavua, so then even a Bible, even a woman who is not a Sukkotaris, so is required to make a Vichy. So Mele, and the Rambam Shik is also like that. The Rambam Shik is also like that, like the Rach, that even a Bible, a woman who has no Beset, a woman who has no Beset has to make a Vichy. And the Psak of the Mechaber is also like that. However, most Rishayim and the Psak by the Shach, and that's how we pass it, is not like the Rambam, and not like the Psak of the Mechaber, not like the Psak of the Mechaber, and it is like Rashi and Tetzves and the Raimed, that revival, a woman is never required to make it to the revival. Even though she has no Beset Kavua. Now, the Mechaber mentions to the S, and the Rabbi is not Machriya, like in the air. One Chite of one Moshe, the Mechaber, is in the Gimel. So, is the Gimel of the Pidalim. So, there are two changes in the Mechaber. Two changes in the Mechaber. One shite of the Mechaber, is like the Rashi. La liberale, I mean, some of Shaykh say it's shot in the leaf, it's worse, but I mean, but it's not clear what the Shaykh is of. But it's the Shaykh of the Rajbol. So, that a woman who has no Besit Kavua is Mechuyeves to make in the three Tashmishi. So she is Mechuyeves to make the three Tashmishi. So she is Mechuyeves to make a Viki. Kilma Tashmish and Dachama Tashmish. Tani, show us for. אם אין לו בסת קבוע, שאו יש פה ממורשני, צריך להניב בין קידן תשמיש ואחת תשמיש. הוא בין שלה, והיא בין שלו. והיא מוזיקו בין סמדים ופורמי, שנראה את המחמס תשמיש, שאו אני צריך להפיק הכל, לא יבנה תשמיש ולא לאחת תשמיש. זה דבר שבושי. זה צמון בושי לך. דעת הראשי, זה שיקר ברמבה מנהוש, that that a woman who has no best kavua is mechuyeves to make a bidik yekidim shtashmish all the time, all the life. Not just the first three tashmish, but all the life she's mechuyeves. So these are the 2 days in the chaver, and the rabbi is not machriya in the other way. Just 2 days. However, the shach is machriya, like Rashi takes this, and the rabbi that a woman who has no best kavua, with 5 orders, is not required to make anything. So Taisves explains the Gemara that way, that even though the Gemara says Adara, Kilatuai, Adara Bifani Stavka, so the Gemara doesn't mean that I will be the MS. So, Yitzifam Stavka. The Gemara is only using that expression, if Rabuni does distinguish, so then it's considerable. Just the reverse is considerable, but this way, so it's not considerable, such a distinction. But I will be a Kushneh, I will be an MS, so even a woman who has no Besit Kavua, so it's not Mechuyeves to make anything. So this is Taisa Shita, because Taisa Shita, she does say, Mashayim ki Nadreshayim, the Rambam, so he will explain the Gemara. Adra Bifu Mistabra Uneves. In other words, that Uneves. So, a woman who has no Veset. So she's not the Cheskastare. And a woman who has a Veset. So, until the Yuma Veset passes, so she is the Cheskastare. Alright. Now, Fim India is my best of the Teres. We learned it yesterday. Tim, the Teres. Famino, the Shuez. Pereveis on the common perigolisho, as always on the soil, she increase on the shesayer, some of the best on, Yeshreba, so how can Rabbi Rachone say, that she's with the rest?